played up the near side. Carolina breaks it out. Two on one. Stall. The puck carrier left side of the circle. Threads it to the trailer. Martinuk shots. Hey! Made by Bobrovsky. And the Panthers up the ice in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. What a win. What a butt-kicking last night on the road again, man. The Road Warriors. Boy, are they playing unbelievable. 5-0 last night again. Big Bob, 17 saves. All the stars were out last night, and we got to find out about another star. Hopefully, we get some good news on Sam Reinhart today, as the Panthers will be at Amaranth Bank tomorrow night.
What's good news?
Good news is that, man, it's hard for me to imagine he's going to play tomorrow, just by the way he – hey, if we could get him back for me, you want to know good news for me, and I'm not – if he could come back and play next series with maybe
okay.
a week off or so, and they finish this thing quickly and go from there. But
do you feel like potentially losing him could decrease or water down their chances of winning into the finals?
He's their top scorer the last 2 years. but they got a lot of guys playing well. I think they can still win, but let's be honest, man. You don't want to lose your number one guy scoring. And a good a lot of different ways. And it's a great question, though. It's a great question. It looks to me, if you get through this the way Carolina's playing right now, you're going to step up in competition, whether it's Dallas or Edmonton. And you sure would like to have Sam Reinhart there. But we'll see, man. And if he can't, I'm not betting against those guys still not being able. It's a deep team. But he has scored a lot of goals, man, the last 2 years. A lot of goals. Boy, what a – re-signed him last year after the parade to a new contract. So anyway, they're going to be jumping back in it at home for the next couple games for Panther fans to go out because, hey, folks, and especially you diehard fans or whether you're a new fan and you're just kind of jumping on the bandwagon, which is a lot of people, that's fine. And or you've just been a hardcore fan – like my brother-in-law's and following this thing since it started and really into it and love hockey and follow hockey and your kids play hockey. It's a special team, man. What they're doing right now is not normal. We said this yesterday. It's only a third time, really, outside of the Dolphins' great run in the 70s in the middle of that 17-0 run that they had winning a couple championships and losing one, but losing a Super Bowl in there, the Big Four. Big three, 4 years, though, with the big three of LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade was unbelievable. And then this is, they get to Stanley Cup for a third straight year, man. Just enjoy it. It's not normal. Probably not going to stop either because this is not an old team. They got a core of those guys, except Bennett, who had 2 goals last night, under contract for going forward, and Ekblad also. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but enjoy it, man. Enjoy the run. It's been fantastic. We've got hey, by the way, the Bam Adebayo thing, not winning a defensive award, which he's really been good at. You don't win awards when your team doesn't win. I can just tell you, there is something when you're a 10 seed and your team struggled the way they did. Bam, there's no question. I'd ask everybody, would you rather Bam or Draymond Green? Are you kidding? Draymond Green, you know, you go in the playoffs, you're playing deep in the playoffs, you're going to win a lot more awards than so Bam's out and not a big deal. He'll be back once they get this team, you know, going the right direction again. They should be fine, but was not surprised that Bam wasn't first or second team all defense. Not at all with everything. Hey, so Omar Kelly with us, and all day Dan Day. We've got Woody out for a couple days. He's taking care of some business, so we're all in here. I brought up something, and I just got a text during a break. I got a text. Hey, I know you're going to be leaving.
No,
you think I could get a few extra bucks from you? You can't make this up. I hope, and people do this. Money breaks friendship up. This guy grew up in Marysville, California, that's back here again. two blocks away of this small town, Marysville, California. And he has never really been invited. Maybe early on he was invited back. And I did pay for tickets at one point. But the relationship is just not very good. I'm not saying I'd ever totally give up on the guy, but he truly is a loser. He is my friend, but he is. Sometimes you just got to say a guy's your friend, but he is a loser. He didn't go as low as he's gone lower. He did something my wife will never allow him at the house. Literally, I took him out to Boat Campers and we were drinking, having beers. And I said, hey, man, I got to get home. And he goes, well, I'm going to stay. And he's talking to this whatever she was next to him. And I said, all right, man, here's my address. You know, I'm closing out my tab. And this is where he brought her back to my friggin' house with two kids. He brought her friggin' back. We wake up in the morning. She gets up in a T-shirt and comes out and says, you have coffee. She has coffee. I said, who are you? Oh, this is a girl I met last night. I thought my wife was going to kill him. My wife takes me instantly to the back room and goes, there are two little girls at the time. And she says, I want him out of here now, right now. I go, well, this is now. So I go back in. This is years ago. And I said, hey, you got to go. I said, man, this is bad. You messed up, dude. There's got to be some common sense. You brought this thing back that you just met last night back to my house and slept with her in the back bedroom. What are you doing? And she's sitting there like she's part of the family. She goes, hey, can I grab a piece of toast? No, help yourself.
Some orange juice too.
So anyway, coffee. They leave. They leave. They go out the door, and he doesn't have a car. So I drove him. I go, we got to go. Took her, and I had to hear about that forever. I don't want him around. How does this happen?
Wait a minute. How does she get there?
Huh?
How does she get there?
They took Uber back.
Oh, okay. This is an era of Uber. Gotcha.
So now I got to tell you, she pops up again. I haven't heard from him for a while. Memorial Day weekend, I thought, no way he comes back. No. He finds a girl. Hey, calls me last night. She picked up the tickets. Hey, man. Come over. She really wants to meet you. I go, hey, man, I'm leaving. I'm getting ready to go out of town. So he goes, well, you think I use your house? I go, no. You're not using the house. Don't come around here.
Here's the keys.
Yeah. No. No. My family's here. No. And so I go over. I go, man, let me. She goes, oh, don't go. This guy's such a, oh, my God, he's back. I don't want him around. I go, no. You know, it just destroys what should have been a nice start to Memorial Weekend. And now this clown comes back. So now I meet him. We're talking for a while, sitting around making small talk. And this is her, and this is my girlfriend. Oh, great. So we walk out. He walks out with me. I know it's coming. He goes, well, we got the rooms paid for, but he goes, I'm a little short on money to get through the weekend. Can I borrow some money? I go, borrow money like how? Like, you never pay any money. It's not borrow. If I give you money, then that's all it is. So I said, listen, dude, I'm going to give you what I have in my wallet. And I had five. I wasn't even sure what I had. I had five $20 bills and two $1 bills. And like, remember, I gave him every bit of it. I gave him $102. And I said, dude, do not bother me again. I'm leaving. That's it. He goes, well,
he'll be back.
No, he says to me, well, you said I never pay you back. How'd you like to go in there and get some? I go, what? He invited me in there. Nasty in a two-piece, a woman who should not be in a two-piece bikini. And I go, say it again. I want to hear you say it. He goes, well, if you're interested, you know, and this for the money. What are you, a pimp? I said, are you serious? I go, dude, I got to go. I'm out of here. So I left. He just texted me for more friggin' money. Dude, I don't have enough money. I'm in a bad jam. Can you help me out on your way? If you're leaving town, can you stop by and drop off some money? You can't make no relation.
No, he didn't just text you.
He did.
No.
The bank is not open. There's things. This is like, but he thought we would switch whatever he thought I was going to do with her. If get some, you want to go get some? No, I don't want any get some.
I mean, Joe,
I'm not interested in get some.
Pardon the pun. I like getting the biggest bang for my buck, but I don't know if that's a bang for your buck.
Oh, man, that was. I'm sorry. He threw me off. He threw me a little curveball. He threw me a changeup breaking pitch on a full count right there, man.
You know what they say, Joe? You are the company you keep.
Hey, man. This goes way back, two blocks away, eating at our house growing up. This, you know, the whole mom only, always with us. My mom believes she got to take, my mother used to believe she had to take care of everybody. And so.
Took him in. Consequences.
Yeah, man. All right. Hey, we got to go to break, man. You want to get some? Jeez. Do I look like I want to get some with that?
Jeez. It's like a helping the food, Joe. Come get some. You want some? You know, come get some.
I never had a friend do that before. Here's the deal.
I'm ready and willing to share.
He gave me 102. Hopefully, you can give me some more, but you can go in there. I'll stay out here. You go in there. No, I'm going to pass. And some of you people are sick.
Yeah.
I saw some people asking about why not go in and get a little hand. No, I'm not. I'm going to pass.
Takeaway for Walker. He'll give to the near side into the corner where Bennett blasts Svechnikov up the near side. Mikula holds the puck in. Now behind the net, then Verhaeghe thinks about a wraparound on it for bouncing puck, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe took it to the front of the net. 8:19 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Panthers, and that may have gone off something out in front. I believe that something was Matthew Tkachuk.
Wow. What a game last night, man. I'm never sure what to expect, but another blowout for the Panthers in the Eastern Conference Finals. We're talking about all these series going back and forth. Boy, not with the Panthers right now. Hits, block shots, relentless pressure, aggressive forechecking, and just creating with that forechecking, creating all kinds of turnovers. Two more power play goals last night. Against a team, power play is going to be really hard for the Panthers. Well, they got 4 in 2 games now. 0 for 14 now. Last 14 games in the Eastern Conference Finals, Carolina Hurricanes have lost. That would be in my head a little bit like, oh, no, they've got our number. This is a bad matchup. And at some point, I have been on teams that weren't as good as other teams, and they just own you. When you go to Cal, that happens. And you just go, you look at, you go, even the national guys are going, oh, this can be a tough one. And the last thing they always go in, oh, by the way, they're Stanley Cup defending champions, too. And they got all those guys, plus they've added a couple of more guys. So looking good, man, looking good as they get ready to come home for tomorrow night's game 3. At Amaranth Bank, Jerry's house, and of course back on Monday as well for games 3 and 4. Just ridiculous numbers. 13 goals by the defensemen so far in the postseason. So much for just playing D, man. They're getting after it. So a lot of great numbers on what looks to be a really deep team. Hey, listen.
That sounds crazy. 13 goals by defensemen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they've been getting it from different lines and different people. And this team, look at this. I can't say this team's better than last year's team because last year's team friggin' won a Stanley Cup. But I will tell you, man, this team looks deeper. It looks like, you know, I hate doing how many stars do you have on the team because they've had so many guys. I saw Dave Hyde, I think, wrote the core 12 of guys. And then he said, I feel bad I didn't mention more guys that have been playing well on this team. They got everybody. If you can't play the system, first of all, you can't play for Paul Maurice. And this system is just, we're going to shut you down. You play our system, but we played a lot better. And we have better players, and we have more confidence. And we play really well on the road. We like going on the road. We like the night before together in the hotel.
Mm-hmm. That's when a team likes each other.
And away. Hey, you're away from nothing against family,
yeah.
But you're away from the family, and hey, can you? You're not home very much. Want to take care of the kid a little bit? And they seem to really like each other, man, with all the different personalities. I heard Barkov just saying great stuff about Tkachuk. You guys have no idea how good he is. And here's Barkov, who most people think is the best player on the team. And he's going, oh, Tkachuk, man, it's just everything he does. He shows up. It's not just goals. Everything he does for our team, it's just, and that's how they all talk about each other.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question because it connects with the Dolphins.
Oh, boy.
And
you know, Dave Hyde did this to me yesterday. Go ahead.
No. I'm asking you about the preseason and the joint practices and being on the road. They're going to have joint practices with all three of their preseason opponents. They're going to be in the Midwest.
Love it.
Starting in Chicago.
Yep.
Joint practices there. Play a game on Sunday.
Yep.
Then more than likely, I don't even know if we come back home, Joe. I don't even know if we come back home.
It looks like you're doing the math on that. I thought the same thing. This looks like a real poor fans at home. But if you're planning on going to camp a lot, there ain't going to be a whole lot of camp.
Well, they'll
by the way, the Jacksonville one will be fun. I can't wait to.
Yeah, that's probably.
Can't wait to see the young guy out there running around. That's going to be fun. Their number one pick.
Yeah. But. Do you think that's a great bonding opportunity? Like, let's say you go from Chicago straight to Detroit.
I think it's great.
And you're in a hotel. You're hanging out. You're
Mike's going to have stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great. I do.
Yeah, two weeks. Yeah.
And you know what else I think with this new preseason? Nobody playing. I think that stuff's great. These controlled little practices
absolutely.
Have to get the work
no
in.
No question. You get the
one
best
on
evaluation.
One will be 100 miles an hour.
Last year, I knew Jalen Daniels was good. I didn't know how good he was going to be until I watched him practice against the Dolphins. And it was a red zone.
Watched him. I still didn't think he was going to be as good as he was. Well, you couldn't have thought he was going to be as good taking him to.
No, I didn't think he was going to be as good as he was, but I knew he was going to be good because he carved them apart. On that first practice, I think maybe the one practice that they had against the Dolphins, it was a red zone day, and it was touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. And I was like, damn.
And we could see that show in Spain. That show. But, yeah, I think to your point, by the way, very, very weird now that it's come out, the preseason going from Chicago to Detroit and going to practice. You only have a certain amount of practices.
You can do four.
Total?
Mm-hmm, four total. So I think they'll and
somebody's going to get two and they're going to go 2-1-1.
Yeah,
one.
I think it's going to be Chicago 1, Detroit 2, because you're going to be up there. What's the point of coming home?
What's the difference in games? Are we talking a Saturday-Thursday game or something? Is that why?
It's Saturday, I think Friday.
Saturday, Friday.
Let me just double check.
Are you talking about the games?
Yeah.
It's Saturdays. I think it's all – I got it right here in the headlights. It's all Saturdays from what I understand.
One Sunday.
Bears Sunday, August 10th. Lions Saturday, August 16th. And then Monday. Saturday. So Sunday.
Still
Saturday.
Long week. Still yeah. Long week.
Saturday.
The theory is, and I got this from Alan Poupard, after that Sunday game on August 10th, give them 2 days off. Maybe they stay in Chicago, have a travel day. Then you begin preparation for Chicago. You practice like Wednesday. You practice Thursday.
Never seen anything like it.
Day off, game.
Yeah.
So you basically be on the road from a Friday to a Sunday.
Yeah.
From a Friday to a Sunday.
Yeah, that's correct. That's about right. Yeah, because you got Saturday.
No. Sunday. From a Thursday to a Sunday.
Oh, you get there that early?
So this work is, it's just, I've never seen anything like it. It's brand new because we've never seen a team,
it's different.
Our team, stay on the road for 2 weeks during preseason like this. By the way, with only three preseason games, doesn't feel like you're going to be home very much, does it? That's going to be a fast camp.
Yeah.
That is going to be a fast camp. All right. But I am big.
Damn, that is true.
On getting away.
No, because you begin the final week of July. That first game is on the 10th, so you got
week and a half at home.
Week and a half at home. Take the action on the road. Do your work on the road and come back home for the final preseason week. Then you got a week before the season starts.
Yeah, I got the extra week in there.
Extra week in there.
Get everything. It's new. It's a you know what? Everything's a new NFL, man. Everything. But these, I didn't realize. So it's only four practices you can have? I was thinking it was more.
No, just it's four? Only four practices you can have. That's
with
the
other teams.
Other teams, yeah.
So
and everybody's doing it. It's just a matter of whether you.
Well, that's because that's the most you're going to get out of your veterans in today's game.
You know what? You know what I like. You know what I like about these joint practices and these preseason opponents. A lot of them are physical teams, especially Detroit. That's the team you probably need to put the most work in against.
That will be great work for, obviously, our defensive line right off the bat. First mm-hmm. thing I thought of when you said
absolutely.
That
mm-hmm.
is.
And the offensive line with Chicago has been rebuilt to polished, established.
Boy, they went out and got a lot of veterans on that O-line.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit tight. We're not messing around. We're giving this kid every chance possible, Caleb Williams, to be successful. We're going to take care of this. They were doing it like before they even could. They were signing guys. So trade. They did some trades.
Trade, and then they extended them this week.
So anyway, yeah. Hey, man, anything that works, but I will tell you, getting the guys out with away from the house, it's nothing against it sounds like I'm telling everybody get away from family, but, I think the stuff
allows
is
your bond.
Good. It does.
Your bond.
By the way, it ain't like you're living tough, man. First-class food, first-class hotel, great facilities. You want to be left alone, you can be left alone. You want to be just with your guys, you can do it.
You can hang out. You can go to restaurants.
He'll probably have they do a night, like go to a movie, privately shown movie, or they'll go have dinner together at a restaurant. So, or they can go like a golf thing that they do sometimes. They're doing that go over and hack the golf ball around a little bit. So anyway, hey, I'm for anything that's going to allow them to get off. They need to get off to a good start. I'm not saying their bad teams are going to be playing, but you need to take advantage of what I see in those first few games on that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Get some confidence. Get some young guys some confidence before you pick up on that schedule. Anyway, we got to go to break again, man. A lot of stuff going on here this morning. Congratulations, the Panthers. Up 2-0. Boy, last night the Stars were out. It was a great team win. It was one of the best first periods I've seen this season, especially in the postseason. But the big guys were out last night. Forsling, Tkachuk, Bennett, Barkov, Verhaeghe, Big Bob. Yeah, the whole group were rolling last night.
Verhaeghe for Rodriguez on the right wing. Has Marchand cutting the net. Rodriguez a shot. It's blocked. And back behind the net. Martinuk is there. That one may have gotten Sean Walker somewhere where there's some discomfort right now. Verhaeghe is shot. That's blocked again, this time by Martinuk. A shot and they score! And it's Connor Verhaeghe. Picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal. And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first.
Vinny Viola to Bill Zito. To Paul Maurice, damn, it runs the way championship teams should look, man. Star power, a lot of depth, got guys under contract with a salary cap that hockey has, able to work with it, putting Tkachuk, who was injured apparently, as we're finding out, as he wasn't 100% when the playoffs started, had him sit out, able to use that money to go out and get some frontline guys to help this team and make the team even deeper, and we've seen it. One guy's chewing up big minutes, and the other guy, Marchand's line, that number three line, has just been fantastic. So the story just goes on and on. Hey, by the way, we got a lot more stuff coming up. Perk's going to join us. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel, beat writer for – we still call beat writers.
No, he's a columnist.
Everybody's columnist now.
Not really.
Yeah, everybody's a columnist.
We work hard.
You guys
all
give your opinion on everything. You're a freaking columnist.
There's a difference between columnist and analyst and a beat writer. He's a columnist.
All right, Perk. So would Perk get mad if I said he's on the beat?
No, he's on the beat. But, you know, people work hard to get. Back in the day, remember when newspapers used to have four columnists? Remember those back in the day?
I just remember when guys used to say what they see. Now everybody's pretty much
analyzing. Yep,
give your opinion on anything, you guys, because it's not even the articles that people read.
Nope,
it's what you guys say.
Our takes
on social media gets people fired up. your stuff.
Yeah.
You get them going. You get them all riled up. Anyway, Perk's going to join us. We'll talk a little. You're a little all over the board here. I got to ask you, man. So how do you feel? And I know they're not done. Dave, go, hey, they're not done. Chris got some more stuff he's going to add to this team. But
sure.
How do you feel about this group?
Chemistry,
positivity, working together, good so far, good OTAs. How do you feel?
Next week I'll get to see them on the field. And then I'll have a better understanding of where they are from a talent standpoint. They clearly like what they did in the draft. They like the defensive linemen. They like there's an emphasis on getting bigger. But you've got holes on your team that still need to be addressed, primarily the cornerback unit, and I don't like the depth on the offensive line. You address both of those, maybe we have something to work with. You got two solid tight ends. You got three solid receivers. You got probably 1.5 running back. We don't know what Ollie Gordon's going to be. You know who the quarterback is. You got to keep him healthy. But defensively, I got to see all those pieces come together. And that's one thing I did like about Anthony Weaver. He's like, I'm not going to make any excuses for whoever is on this field or any injuries.
No coach can do that. There's not one coach who can go, hey, Omar, I just want to give you a heads up before. No coach is going to do that, Omar. Don't tell me that. Now, I'll listen. Don't tell me there's one coach on that staff that's going, hey, a little heads up, Omar. I've known you for a while. I don't have much to work with.
I'll tell you, there's been years that I've heard that from people. There's been years that I've heard that from people.
Like, I could tell you, Mike got a hold of that, you'd be gone. Mike would fire a coach if he found out, hey, you better be working and your attitude better be,
that's great.
I'm working with young guys. I've already been told I got to coach them up. That's my job, and I'm pumped up to get the most out of them.
But that's your job, and you can be pumped up to get the most out of them. But at certain points, the ceiling, you're going to hit a glass ceiling. Like, you tell me that 2019 team, those guys were excited and enjoyed coaching that unit? No, sir. That was a ragtag unit. 23 waiver wire claims.
You're talking about Brian Flores
when
he was – Josh Rosen came in for a cup of coffee.
God. No, don't bring up Josh Rosen. That's just bad memories.
I just say this, and I don't want to get into Brian Flores thing. I don't.
You do.
He did a great job with that group.
He did. And
you want, he got the most out of that group.
And
now,
Chris Perkins will tell you that Brian Flores has done a better coaching job than Mike McDaniel. Chris Perkins stands on it. And he has some valid points. Flores did better, did just as good with less talent.
Correct. That's not up for debate. Did you see what he? They won 10 games. You go back and look at what he had when they were going. They went to Buffalo with that group. What they were playing with a wide receiver. You look at that group and they were winning games. They got smoked in that game.
Yeah, I don't like when people say that because they act as if Brian Flores didn't have any talent. He had some talent.
He did not have the talent that this team had the first year on that 11-6. He did not have that. That was the best roster we've had in 20-something years when that thing started.
Yep. And I believe the only reason it flamed out was because of injuries.
Right. I agree. That was part of that. Definitely. You lost all your pass rush.
But this is what I wrote into my
email. It's not a blame of things or anything else, but Brian clearly, they were looking at getting the first pick, not winning 7 games in a row or whatever it was, 7 out of 8.
Some people were looking to get the first pick. Some weren't.
Right.
But I
untold story.
it's been told. I don't believe it, but it's been told. I will say this. I think Mike McDaniel has had a better roster, but I think coaching-wise and leadership-wise, he's been a better leader. And I know Brian Flores' teams didn't quit on him. He's probably one of two coaches that I've ever covered where the team didn't quit on him. Him and Tony Sperano. Those teams never quit on him.
Brian just can't coach his way with today's players, apparently.
I think he might be evolving and you know, he might be growing up, but yeah.
Well, no, the way he coached, the Tua thing that came out and the stories, and Brian had to come out and say, I'm sorry, and whatever else that happened. We're done with that. I don't know how we got into that thing, but hey, we got Perk coming up. We'll talk to Chris Perkins and get into this team right now and everything else, because that's all that matters, man. And if this is the way Chris has decided to go, hey, we got young guys. We got to win with them. We got a schedule. We got to grow with them and find a way to win with a lot of dudes that either haven't played a lot of football over the last couple of years or a draft class, because that's what they're going to be doing. Hey, we got to go to break. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel will join – columnist for the Sun Sentinel will join us with a columnist from the Miami Herald. We got a lot of columnists here and a big dummy talking to you right now.